Before we get to our next story, let's hear first from Vietnam's queen of hip hop.
Tình hình một mình nhà lầu chỉnh in giàu sang như vua chúa giật mình sự tình thiệt ra đen đúa mà đời vậy là hay it's been a crazy day khi mà ta nhắm hai đôi mắt xuống mái chèo chơi với mày. My name is Sue Boy, by the way.
Well, that was good. See that?
The rapper Sue Boy performing yesterday for President Obama during his visit to a town hall meeting in Ho Chi Minh City. Sue Boy told the president she's singing about people having big houses and lots of money, but not much happiness. So perhaps a call there for detachment from material things, which gets us to our story, which is about Buddhism in the United States. An estimated 2 to 3 million Americans practice the faith, so there's an increasing need for Buddhist spiritual counseling in places like hospitals. But there are few hospitals with Buddhist chaplains on staff. Today, we visit one place in the U.S., or the one place in the U.S., that trains fully accredited Buddhist chaplains. Karen Michelle reports from New York City.
Forget any notions of Zen calm and stillness. A hospital is noisy. Upper Manhattan's Columbia Presbyterian's ICU is no exception, though Sagon, that's the name Edwin Glassing was given as a monk, brings a sense of peace with him as he enters a patient's room, a room festooned with cards, photos of friends, and twinkle lights.
How are you doing? Give me a word of the day. And what is your word today?
Doug Georgia, a former telephone lineman, has a shock of white hair and piercing blue eyes. Though he's been in the hospital for months, and is confined to his bed. Georgia seems as connected to what's going on around him as he is to the long tube that lets him breathe, and honks as he tries to speak. Perched on the windowsill, Doug's wife, June, helps Sagon interpret.
Gratitude. Yeah. So starting with a sense of gratitude, what I'd like to do is do just a simple body scan, just a simple meditation.
Sagon holds a brass-colored metal bowl and a wood striker.
And now you'll hear the Tibetan singing bowl, the familiar sound. Inviting you into a peaceful place. Reminding you that this is our time for meditation.
Soon, both Doug and June close their eyes. After a couple of minutes, Doug's hands, which had been twitching violently, stop and start to unfold from their tight grip. Neither of the Georgias are Buddhist. While the couple explored several religions, this brush with Buddhism is one that June Georgia says will stay with her.
To help me stay in the present moment, to be grounded, to not let my mind run amok and worry about things in the big picture don't mean anything to help your life.
But few hospitals can make this service available. Though the number of Buddhist chaplains has increased, there are still just a few dozen. The training to be accredited as a hospital chaplain in any faith is rigorous, and the New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care has the nation's only training program for Buddhist chaplains.
My name is Koshin Paley Ellison, and I'm the co-founder of the New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care.
Koshin, like Sagon, uses his Buddhist name. He points out that Buddhist chaplains are very comfortable with death.
The Zen approach to it is just the ordinary approach to it. Like, this is what we are going to experience. We're not getting out. There's no escape. And how do we want to do that is the question. So to me, that's the practice. How do we want to be with those experiences, with these basic realities of life?
But just as there are differences in Christian beliefs, so it is in Buddhism. Though the training to become a chaplain is open to people of all faiths, the practices of Zen Buddhists and Tibetan Buddhists are different. Zen Buddhists don't dwell on death. Tibetan Buddhists think about it all the time. Adrienne Chang is a practitioner of Tibetan Buddhism who's working on her doctorate on Buddhist perspectives on gerontology.
How we hold ourselves in death, the frame of mind that we have at the moment of death, is seen as a final gesture of a meaningful life. That in that moment determine the trajectory of favorable rebirth.
Most people who are interested in Buddhism don't require the specialized practices. For them, having a Buddhist chaplain is a comfort, but not essential. Soon after I visited, Doug Georges slipped into unconsciousness and died. He was surrounded by his family and by Segon, his bespectacled Buddhist chaplain, who played the singing bowl for him. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Michelle.
And Karen's story was produced with support from New American Media, the Gerontological Society of America, and the Archstone Foundation.
And we are thinking that there must be people out there who need a singing bowl.
Yeah.
And so we'll just hear it.